Chapter 7. Daubs and Bristles. As Will navigated the gig down the drive, he glanced at the lady by his side.
"You really need not have troubled yourself, Miss Christensen. I could have asked for directions to the shop from Mr. Troy or one of the stable hands."
"It's no trouble to show you the way, Mr. Winter." She patted the long leather map tube lying across her lap. "Jane dearly wants to have her sketch framed, and I also have some business in the village."
He gestured toward the decorative wall adjacent to the roadway, where workmen were still laying bricks.
"In another few days this wall will be completed. The only thing remaining, Mr. Troy informs me, is the installation of wrought iron gates."
He turned the gig onto the road.
"The gates should arrive in a few weeks, but the hedge I planted will take a year or longer to be of much use to the security of Lansing's Lodge."
The brim of her hat tipped upward as she glanced at him.
"Have you anything to suggest?"
"I think we should acquire dogs. Perhaps a pet for the house, and one or two large guard dogs for the groundskeeper to manage."
She sat up straight.
"What a wonderful idea! Mr. Leopold couldn't abide dogs, but there's no reason we couldn't have one now. Jane would absolutely adore a puppy."
"Surely there must be several puppies available for purchase from a local farmer."
"When we're in the village, I'll make a few inquiries."
Will took a moment to admire the pretty cherry ornaments on Bethany's hat. She gasped and grabbed his arm.
"Mind the squirrel!"
"Whoa!"
He reined in the horse long enough to allow the squirrel to dart across the road safely.
"That was close."
She released him.
"Thank you for not hitting the creature."
"I shouldn't have taken my eyes off the road."
He took a deep breath to calm his racing pulse and tried to think of something soothing.
"What was the name of the piano music you played the other day?"
He urged the horse forward with a gentle shake on the reins. Her hat tipped up once more.
"I don't remember when I played the piano last."
"It was my first afternoon working with Mr. Pace. I heard the faint sound of music through the open doorway."
"I'd forgotten about that. It was Beethoven's Fur Elise."
"Beethoven? The name doesn't sound English."
"No. Ludwig van Beethoven was a very famous German composer who died in 1827.
Will grimaced. "Ah, I suppose I should have known of him."
"I'm sure you would recognise some of his work if you heard it." She paused. "His life was somewhat tragic where love was concerned. He fell in love with a pupil."
"Did they ever marry?"
"No. She was a countess and he was in a different social strata altogether." Will's laugh was sardonic.
"Some things don't change."
"Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose."
He glanced at her.
"What is that?"
"It's a saying by the French writer Jean-Baptiste Alphonse Carr. It means the more it changes, the more it's the same thing."
He shook his head.
"You are so much more educated than I am, Miss Christensen. I admire that."
"Once you can read well, you'll be able to learn all manner of things, I'm sure."
An open carriage approached, and Miss Christensen lifted her gloved hand to wave at the two mature ladies seated within.
"Good morning."
Although the ladies responded in kind, Will felt their curious eyes on him. He acknowledged them with a nod, of course, but he didn't tip his hat. After the two carriages had passed one another, however, his eyebrows drew together.
"Should I have stopped the carriage so you could speak with your friends?"
"That wasn't necessary."
He stole a glance at her.
"Should I have doffed my hat?"
"Your nod was sufficient. Another time you might touch the brim."
"All right."
Will inhaled fresh air, scented with pine and the fragrance of the summer flowers growing near the side of the road. He hated asking Miss Christensen for advice on every little thing, as if he was a child. Yet he was obliged to do exactly that, or risk some sort of social gaffe that would haunt him forever. Bethany directed Will to turn into a lane lined with all manner of quaint shops.
"You can park here. I'll introduce you to the proprietor of Daubs and Bristles. While you're conducting your business, I'll walk to McDougall's to inquire about music lessons for Jane."
"I would prefer to escort you there."
"It's only a few doors down the street."
"I'll escort you, nevertheless."
He pulled the gig to the curb and set the brake.
"Lead the way."